Hello, and welcome to the INNIT podcast, where we talk about the latest trends in public transit and look into the future of mobility through the eyes of leading industry experts. I'm your host, Ann Derby, and today we're talking about the state of the public transit industry and what three things we can look forward to in 2021. Joining us today is Peter Varga. Peter has been in the public transit industry since 1980 and was the chief executive officer of the Interurban Transit Partnership, known as the RAPID, from October 1997 to October 2018, and is a current member of APTA Board of Directors, as well as serving on several committees, including the Legislative Steering Committee and the Bus Operations Committee. Peter, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thank you very much.
So, Peter, you have been in this industry for more than 40 years. Have you ever seen a crisis like the one that we're facing now?
No, not ever. I've been in a crisis before. So when I was a safety training officer for Santa Cruz Metro during the Loma Prieta earthquake, that transit system lost 29% of its revenue because it was income-based and had to cut 29% of the staff. But that was only one agency. This pandemic has cost all transit systems around the world. This includes lost operating funding and the local dollars for service, as well as when they're maintaining social distancing, it has caused its operating losses because they reduced service due to the loadings. Until this pandemic is over and all the impacts on the industry, things will be difficult for transit to maintain the services and the ridership levels prior to March of 2020.
I agree. It has been detrimental for the public transit industry as well as many other industries. Peter, you're actively involved with APTA on several committees, including the Legislative and Sustainability Committees. Maybe outline for us what the conversations have sounded like during these meetings this past year.
Yes, I think that's on both these committees, I'm on the steering committee as well, so that I'm on a different level of involvement, and we have different kinds of levels of meetings. What I hear on the legislative side is this continuing struggle to figure out where the legislation on funding is occurring and how is that being managed. There are tensions in the industry because the different transit systems have needs. The large systems have different needs from the smaller ones. So there's that tension that needs to be managed in decision making. So most of the conversation in the legislative area has to do with federal funding and the prospects there. On the sustainability side, there is actually a lot of excitement because they believe that sustainability will take a greater measure in the next year. And so that committee is focused on creating the great virtual meeting they held in 2020, recreating that probably in 2021, and looking very optimistically about the movement forward. This is very different from the other committees, the bus operations or the small operations or the mid-size operations committee for transit, because those are struggling with the day-to-day issues that are in the industry and the losses that they're facing. So you're hearing different conversations, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So have you gotten a sense that everyone at this point, and I think I can be pretty general here, but specifically in the public transit industry, are just looking for answers and maybe even something good to look forward to in the coming year? Can you outline what you believe the public transit industry can actually look forward to in 2021?
Yes, I think we can look forward to three things. Increased federal funding to shore up the loss we experienced in 2020. A swifter move towards sustainable modes of transportation like electrification of fleets. And a greater freedom of movement once the vaccine has been more fully rolled out.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned funding first as something that we can look forward to. I know Congress recently passed a relief package, but how can the proposed funding be used and will it make a difference for transit authorities in 2021?
Yes, actually, the federal funding will mostly impact service cuts, layoffs, and loss of revenue so they can replace the existing funds. There's some opportunity for working on expansion projects. There's two phases here. The COVID-19 relief package passed in December guarantees an additional $14 billion to the U.S. public transit industry to be allocated at the beginning of 2021. 13.27 billion of that is for the urbanized area formula funds, both for operating planning and capital infrastructure costs. 50 million for enhanced mobility formula funds for senior and alternative services for people with disabilities. And then an amount of 678 million for rural area formula funds. Apart from that, APTA and the public transit agencies have also been advocating for at least $32 billion additional. This package has not moved forward, but it is expected that under a Biden administration, it'll be resurrected, and it'll be pretty much similar to the CARES Act that occurred before, which produced additional funding for transit systems. I expect that a lot of this will be moving forward, and mostly to impact the service cuts, the layoffs that occurred, and the loss of local revenues that occurred for transit systems.
Right. So speaking of the new administration, where do you see hope in policies related to public transit support?
Well, I think partially it's through these funding packages, but also the Biden administration plans to make a quicker shift to clean energy and has backed that up with a proposed plan that every American city with 100,000 or more residents should be equipped with high quality, zero emissions public transportation options. So, you know, you're going to see more electric buses and alternative vehicles. While the shift to cleaner energy vehicles and public transit has been happening for a few years now, I think you'll see a much sharper focus and more movement in this area. I think the Biden administration also stay focused on helping support transit in its effort to provide an additional COVID emergency funding, hopefully up to the $32 billion level, and also to enact a long-term Federal Reauthorization Act to replace the FAST Act. That's a multi-5-year bill to support public transit, but there's a move there to provide additional support for passenger rail improvements as well.
Right, where it's definitely needed. So I recently read an APTA report that outlined action items passengers requested in order for them to be won back after the pandemic, because as we know, there's been a huge drop in ridership. Among the top three of these action items were communications, cleanings, and certifications. Where do you see agencies focusing in 2021 in order to adapt to the current crisis and to help regain pre-COVID ridership numbers?
I think that we're starting to see that being vaccinated can become the ticket to easier movement and travel. Although public transit has been proven to be quite safe in this area because of the cleanings that have become standardized and the social distancing that occurs. Also, passenger counting apps have been used to assess crowded vehicles. That becomes more prevalent in the future, where public transit systems can communicate to passengers what kind of space there's on the vehicles as they're limited. Certifications will become mandatory. So I think as in the airline industry, I think there'll be greater emphasis on the freedom to travel once vaccinations are widely administered. The vaccine is not the be-all and end-all, but is something to look forward to in order to grant people the peace of mind they once enjoyed when riding mass transit.
I agree, Peter. There's one thing that has maybe brought up a little bit of concern, and that is that once the vaccine has been rolled out, people may feel a little more comfortable going out in public without masks. But what is your opinion about that? Do you feel like we'll still need to social distance, wear masks, and be cautious? Or do you think it will pretty much just kind of take the open the gates, so to speak, to the greater freedom that you were talking about?
I think this is going to be a gradual evolution of what happens here, because safety is not going to be immediately solved. And so there will be areas of the country that might be more prevalent to issues than not, depends upon the vaccinations, because it's apparent that 50 states are doing it differently. And so you'll have this gradual evolution on safety with that. I think that there's going to be a continued concern from people. So mask wearing from those people who are concerned may continue until they feel they're really safe. And that will take a while. I mean, you have to imagine in other countries, in Asia, China, Japan, that kind of prevalence has continued and people continue to wear masks even though when they didn't feel like they needed to. So you might see some of that. I think that the cleaning will always be part of the life now. And so the transit systems will have to figure out how to continue that process. The other thing is, I think that driver safety will always be prevalent. So mask wearing is going to be changed from transit system to transit system based mostly on local health rules. Driver barriers will probably stay because the unions have been fighting for that for years. And now that they're in place, why would they go? So that's going to be a mix on that. One of the things that I'm catching on to is that issue of payments have to be safer. So the best way to do that is to continue alternative payment methods that are not cash-based and are based on off-board ticketing maybe, and certainly contactless methods of payments on buses. So I think the fare box will start going away, and the way to pay for fares will continue to occur in a different way. And I think that will be more permanent as systems evolve in that direction.
I completely agree with that. And I think that's been a move that the transit industry has been moving towards for some time, even before the pandemic, contactless payments and greater security for drivers and for passengers. So those are really great thoughts. So sum it up for us, Peter.
Well, I think that this will be an opportunity for a resurrection of public transportation and mobility in the United States. It's a combination of things. Part of it has to do with getting back to the levels that service was like before, but also all these other improvements that are expected. I do believe that the funding will be there to resurrect these transit systems to a certain level, and then it'd be transit system to transit system on how successful it's all going to work out. I think you're going to have a renaissance of transportation going into the future. It's partly because of what's occurring in Congress and what will happen probably under the Biden administration, because, as you know, elect President Biden was very engaged in public transit systems and was a daily user of Amtrak service. For him, he's going to provide that kind of leadership. So it'll be up for us to see how that works over the next few years. But I believe there's going to be a renaissance in the public transportation and in the mobility world.
And I agree. And I think that that's definitely something that we can all look forward to, not just in 2021, but going forward into the future of mobility. Peter, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your experiences with us. We look forward to continuing this conversation as we all move forward together. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Anne. I think this was fun, and look forward to them.